Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mike Bukowski. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you. I need to reopen my claim. For some reason, I have no idea what's happened. But when I opened my claim, it was good until April of next year, April the 10th of next year. And suddenly my claim now is exhausted. And so I guess maybe it's because I need to reopen it again. I don't know what to do.
Okay, can I have your social, please, sir?
Yes, 396-54-5413.
Hi, can you verify your first and last name for me?
Michael Binkowski.
And your date of birth?
3450.
And your driver's license, the state driver's license number, state ID number, please, sir.
The number. Hold on 1 second. I have to get the mind holding for a second. Okay, 1 second. It is 1-0-0-0-1-4-2-7.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. And I'm still here, sir. I'm just waiting on my computer to load. All right, sir. Have you ever had a name change?
A name change? No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, you know what it is, though. They have my name spelled wrong. My first name, M-I-C-A-E-L. It's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michael.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
I got a bachelor's degree.
If you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what bank is it for?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What bank is it for?
That's for Chase.
How did you want it in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And did you have that router number?
Okay, I'm going to get that. You won't take you. The debit card doesn't work, huh?
Sir?
A debit card does not work, huh?
No, sir. It wants the routing and account number.
Yeah, all right. So let me, give me a second, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the routing number is 3222716 27.
I have 3222716 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the account number?
315-328-2343.
We have 315-328-2343.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
750 Clover, C-L-O-V-E-R, Circle, Springville, that's S-P-R-I-N-G-V-I-L-L-E, Alabama, 35146-2606.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Say that one more time, please.
Is your mailing address different from your residence address?
No.
And has your address changed in the past year?
No.
Hey, what's a good phone number for you?
916-847-7600. And again, my name is spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then Binkowski.
Just to verify, I have your mailing address at 750 Clover Circle, Springville, Alabama, 35146.
Yep.
Hey, it is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Big Bang Brewery, Ceramic World.
Yes.
Oh, which one?
Big Bang Brewery.
And based on your background and what city is 143 Tesseria Way, Folsom, La Merida, Martinez, Vista, or I've never been associated with this address?
Folsom.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1979 Ford Thunderbird, a 1983 AMC Alliance, a 1984 BMW 3 Series, a 1988 Acura Legend, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
None.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Temecula, Huntington Beach, Oakland, Bakersfield, or none of the above?
It's Temecula.
And which of the following...
It's pretty good, Temecula. Go ahead, honey.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Santa Rosa, Stockton, Rockland, Sacramento, or none of the above?
Rockland.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Did I work for a company outside of Alabama?
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
April 17, I think it was.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Do I get a pension? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And what employer is it for?
It's for Pabst Brewing Company, PABSD Brewing Company. You know, Pabst Brewer and Beer.
And did you pay into the pension fund?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I what?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I maintain work? See, what's happening is you're breaking up. You're like, it's crackling. So if you would say that again, please.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No. Union hiring hall. That's what I couldn't hear.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
To what work?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Outbound sales.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Who is it? This is where it gets sticky. Hold on, please. Okay, it's called, it's a Vivicent. It's V-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T. And the phone number, do you need the phone number?
Oh, give me one second, sir.
Sure.
And can you spell it one more time, sir?
V as in victory. I'll do it with this. Victory, Frank, Indigo, Charlie, Indigo, Elephant, Nancy, Tom. So it's V-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T.
And is that how it showed up on your pay stub, sir?
Yes.
And what city was it in?
I have no idea where this is. I have no idea. I have an 800 number.
Okay.
It's 866-636-2855. And I have an email address of employee support, one word, at Vensure, VENSURE.com.
And you remember what your start date was there?
No.
Do you remember around what time your start date was there?
Can you hold a second? Let me see if I can find out. Do you mind holding a second?
Yes, sir, no problem.
I'm just going on the website right now. Thank you. Yes, it was February of 2021.
And you said your last day was April 17.
Yeah, I'm still going to make this new trend. My start date was six. My first paycheck was 6/25/21. So that would have been for 2 weeks. So the beginning of six of 21. And my my last paycheck was on 2/18/22.
You said it was when of 22?
Yeah, February 18th of 2022. That was my last paycheck.
So your last day was in February?
Yes.
And what city were you working in?
Springville, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
None. Yeah.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working there?
They just closed the operation here. I guess wasn't needed.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And do you still have your PIN number that you were using to do your certification?
You want to call them the four-digit PIN?
Yes, sir.
4747.
Okay. Well, now I'm just going to read you the closing statements.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Hey, we've not completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No. So what happened is the other claim I had, like, stopped or just went away. What would happen?
Sir?
No, I said now, this claim here is a new claim, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now because my other claim just stopped because it was exhausted.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then so this is going to be a brand new claim, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when is it expected to, will I get my first check? Or will this all come in the mail to me?
Well, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to be approved.
Okay.
So after,
go ahead, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
So after you're approved, you should start seeing those payments. Well, if you are approved.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you did for me.
Yes, sir. No problem.
And will I be getting a confirmation in the mail or email or anything like that?
You'll receive a letter telling you if you've been approved or not. But until then, you just keep filing your weekly certification.
Okay, so I file this Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. You've been very, very kind. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you, your voice is really cool. When you first answered, I thought it was still a recording. I really did. I promised you, and I was waiting for it. You could tell it wasn't a recording. So, well, thank you. I appreciate you again. Talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You also. Bye-bye.